So let me read you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey said, because we'll be all talking about it next week. Pick it back up in verse 22. And I'm going to just paraphrase it and just encourage you to read the rest of the chapter. Paraphrasing verse 22. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Hey, isn't this Joseph's kid? They asked. They were all amazed and they were curious and perhaps proud and ready to claim him proudly as their own. But now watch what happens in verse 23 through the end of the chapter. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself, and you will tell me, do here in your hometown we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly I tell you, Jesus continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel's time when Elijah was here, and when the sky was shut up for 3.5 years, there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a little widow, Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet no one knew of them and was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. Verse 28, all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this, and they got up and they drove him out of town, and they took him by the brow to the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off. But he walked right through the crowd and went away.